Guys, we're still doing it. 1 year podcast anniversary clip show for season three. This is going to be clips from season three, episodes one through episode seven. Thank you all for your support and for downloading. And thank you to guest hosts for season three, Matt, Mike, Jeff, Sharissa, and Adami. So thank you guys for being on here. And thank you again all for support. If you'd like to reach the Good Evening Kitties podcast, you can email me at goodeveningpod@gmail.com. There's also a Facebook page. If you feel so inclined, you can leave a review on iTunes or on the Facebook page itself. Again, thank you guys so much. Can't believe it's already been a year. Let's go on with those clips. And asks if she wants to have a drink, and she is totally
she's having
not...
none of it.
I love it. She's like, sure, a drink, and he pours it, and she just downs it, and is like, okay, bye.
Yeah, you can finish yours later and say that we drank it at the same time. She has the line, she's on the phone with the cops, and it's as the potion takes over, she goes, I have a man here, he won't leave, he won't get out, he won't get out, he won't get out of those pants.
It's like, so this is like in between all that, right before she drinks it and tells him to get out, it's the poison, or the love potion drink. So he throws all of it in there, gives it to her, she's on the phone calling the cops, and she tosses it back real quick, like, okay, fine, we drink, go, because I'm calling the cops. Yeah. And then that's when she does that line, yeah.
Yes, I'd like to report an intruder.
At all?
Yes, there's a man in my apartment, and he won't get out. He won't get out. He won't get out. He won't get out of his clothes.
And I'm like,
and then
oh,
it
no.
just turns into like a softcore porn for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, then it's a little intense. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
There's a line where he says, I'm fucked out, which I think is such a good line.
I put that down too. I was like, oh no, now she's obsessed with him and he's fucked out. Too bad.
What do you think, my darling?
What do I think? I think I'm exhausted. To use words I never thought would cross these lips. Miranda, I'm fucked out.
Well, I'm not exhausted. I'm not fucked out. I'll never be with you. The more I do it, the more I want to do it. I'm gonna drain you dry.
This episode's bonkers. Like, this episode is way more insane than I remembered it being.
Anyway, so this cop at least, like, took some clothing off and kind of laid it on his neck to, like, absorb the sweat. You know, he's kind of doing some stuff.
I guess.
And the vultures, you know, knowing how vultures are, the vultures just, like, pee on your feet. That'll help. That's what I do.
I thought they do that for, like, mating rituals.
No, they defecate and urinate on their feet to keep cool.
Oh.
And then when they eat, they usually go butt first. It's softer and
well, why not?
Everything. Anyway, fun lesson for everyone out there.
Imagine if they would have had the cover of the EC comic, like the vulture plunging into his butthole.
Yeah, imagine if that would have been how it went down. Eyes. Like, instead of climbing up on his chest, it just starts, like, going for his jeans. He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
And,
you know.
And then, like, you see it, like, tear out his colon.
Oh,
that would be great.
Anyway, one of them, look up more on vultures. It's very interesting. And so they talk him into it, and he ends up going to Brazil. And so they give him $15,000 to kind of kickstart him going over there and getting some work done on his face so he looks a little different and things like that. So it kicks to Rio, and, you know, it's a nice beachy place. Lou is sitting there, and he's getting some drinks at this cabana, and there's, like, a macaw sitting on the other chair next to him, and he's had some work done on his nose. Like, he's got a bunch of Band-Aids or, like, bandages and stuff on it. And the waiter keeps, like, coming out every night, and is doing this whole, like, ah, what a beautiful sunset.
Here you are, Senor Smith. Ah, it's another beautiful sunset, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
And eventually, like, as time goes by, Lou's just like, yeah, I don't care about the stupid sunset. He says, ah, what a beautiful sunset. So you got this naked chick here, and he's, like, all up in her face. And then there's this part that's, like...
He starts getting pervy on her.
Yeah, he's trying to, like, touch on her and rub on her, and he rubs her nip.
He goes straight for her boob.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, let's... Yeah, okay. And then
Hollywood at its finest.
Yeah, and so he goes to touch her, you know, there on the breast, and he notices that there's like a stimulation to it, like, it's, you know, automatically. Marty is repulsed. Yeah. He's like, don't touch her, you know? And then he's like, dude, you know, she's
nipping out.
Yeah, she's responding to nipping out, responding to my touch. And he's like, get out. And so he's touching. And so Marty starts getting like real excited because he's like, oh my gosh, she did. And then as soon as he gets close to her face, this girl screams really good.
Yeah, she does.
She shoots straight up and screams it like, don't touch me. Yeah. Right into him and pushes him over. And she's on top of Marty and screaming. And then all the other cadavers start getting up and, like, attacking them. And you're like, oh my gosh, what's happening? And then Carl starts laughing. And it's great, because it's like, it's a really good prank.
It's a really good prank, but all I can think of is this, like, wow, his girlfriend is very comfortable with being nude. Not only in front of her boyfriend and brother.
They hadn't even met yet.
They had never met.
Yeah.
And it's in front of, like you know, like, what, 7 other people?
Yeah, and so...
And he's like, I gotta go, bye.
Yeah, and then Beast is like, I guess we should just go get him. And, I mean, I know because this is, you know, you're starting to learn what's happening, but it's like, there are ways to finding a skull without killing someone, I think. Like, through medical things like that.
Time.
Yeah, but they want the skull. But then you had mentioned, as well as, like, I told my brother about this episode, and he mentioned it too. I didn't even think about it. But he still has the dead body of Winton there.
She goes into the room of.
Yeah. So why wouldn't he just be like, hey, Winton's right here. I was JK. You can use his face.
Yeah,
you
know? He's dead. It's fine.
Yeah, just take it. You know, I guess because he's freaking out, he doesn't think of it. But really, that could have helped him get out of there.
But no. That wouldn't be how this episode goes.
Has to get their comeuppance. I mean, he murdered someone, so. And he heads to the door that's been locked from before with the ringing phone. And the phone is starting to ring again. He finds the key on the wall and unlocks the door and goes in to grab the guy at the desk. And then when he goes to grab it, what does he see?
He's dead. His throat is slashed.
And it's creepy. I do like this ending because it's very creepy. And the guy, his throat has been slit. He's been there for a while.
You know, you figure as like a lounge singer that at least was undercover as a nun, she would be very... like, resistant to more religious institutions and her continuing undercover journey.
You know, she had tried Catholicism, so she's like, well, let's try...
See, I like to call this episode, really, Sister Act 1.5.
When did Sister Act come out?
I feel like it came out before and after this. Maybe. I don't know.
Because Ghost was 1990, so she's coming off a Ghost.
Ghost was 1990. Sister Act was 92. Okay, so
She hadn't done Sister Act yet.
Okay, never mind. She hasn't. So she hadn't discovered God quite yet.
So after she did Voodoo, she was like, you know what? I need some Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
And then went and tried that out.
Oh, poor Dolores.
And so she takes him to this hut, and as soon as he walks in, you hear like some flies, and he turns around, and there's a ram's head that has been severed off of the body and is sitting on a shelf. Bleeding and like probably really stinky, and she's like, oh no, it's like good luck, like it helps to protect you in the hut.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately he's like, that's horrifying, get it out of here. And I'm like, oh, don't deny the power of a ram's head, because it's like, if she is a voodoo priestess and this is what she wants, I'd be like, sure, can we at least just put like some Febreze on it or something? Because mm-hmm. by him doing that, immediately you're like, oh, I shouldn't do that, because she immediately is like, you may have your own beliefs and I have mine, but maybe you could respect my beliefs, you know? She was in there, and she comes out immediately with her purse, and she's a nurse, and she just comes out like, no, you won't. You won't join him.
I won't kill again!
Then I'll tell the whole world about your little hobby. How long you figure before someone strolls in here while you're dozing the day away and prods your ticker with a grape steak? Time's up, Lugosi. What do you say?
I'll do it.
No, you won't.
Sally, what on earth are you doing here?
When Mr. Crosswhite followed you, I followed him. I was afraid for you.
So she's been hiding too. Apparently, Sally's known for a while that he's a vampire.
You know, everybody knows this guy's a vampire.
Yeah, I'm like, how does everyone just like know he's a vampire? They're just like, oh yeah, I work with a vampire. It's a, yeah, it's, like, it's just a vampire.
Well, I mean, today, to be fair, like you see that kind of thing, people will be just like, ha ha, they pass it off as a joke.
But they all taken it pretty well. Like they're not like shocked. They're just like, yeah, I already know.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I know you're a vampire. Talk about waiting till last minute to bring it up, though. You think she'd be like, you don't have to cover your fang boner. You can just, you know, like she can just be like, I know what it is.
Now we can end the awkwardness.
And he's just like, yeah, I'm a vampire. She's like, of course, I've known for years. 4 years.
4 years.
She has known he was a vampire, and she never said anything. Why wouldn't you just... I don't know why you wouldn't be like, it's all good. It's fine. I guess she didn't want to blow his cover and stuff, but she likes it. She thinks it's sexy that he's a vampire.
I just love the word, the way she says that word.
Sexy.
Yeah, I know. It's like almost like she's like a sin to say
it's
it.
So sexy.
Sexy. It makes you kind of sexy. And she's just like, you know, I'm going to fight for it, but I'm also kind of turned on right now, and what's happening? And Mr. Crosswhite is like, that's hilarious, but me and Sally are going to be together. And Sally's like, what are you talking, like, no,
he's
man.
Like, you, no.
No one wants to be with you. And so he's basically like, if you don't come along with me, Sally, I'm going to hurt Mr. Longtooth. And she's like, you know what, fine. I'll come along with you. I'll be with you, whatever. So Mr. Crosswhite tells Longtooth to get in his coffin and go to sleep. Where is your coffin? And so that's when Longtooth is like, do you want me to show you my coffin? He's like, I have a cool Murphy bed coffin. I mean, that's not what he says, but that's... So he goes over and unhooks the rope. Well, very menacingly walks over and unhooks the rope, because Mr. Crosswhite's not letting him out of his sight with those holy water guns. And he unhooks the rope, and then the coffin slams down and knocks Mr. Crosswhite out because he was right underneath where it was going to come out, which is like, ha ha ha. And immediately, Longtooth is like, I've been wanting to bite this guy
It's happy
long.
Hour. Again, with the allusions to blood being, like, alcoholic something, like, having the same effect on vampires as alcohol has on humans.
Yeah, because even, in, like you said in the beginning, shaker. With him waking up, though, seeming like he was hungover. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it's just, like, a blood
and,
drunk.
And then over the radio, with Van Helsing over the radio saying that it was an addiction.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a play on alcoholism.
Is this it doesn't really put vampires in that glamorous a light.
No.
In that,
is it
in
glamorous?
That
I don't know.
I just had quite a scare. I actually thought my heart.